Well, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm really excited to have you joining me on Trinity Talks today, because today marks the beginning of National Volunteer Week here in Canada. So we have Liz, we have Bruce, and we have Chris, all of whom volunteer here at Trinity. And I'm really glad to have you on the show with me today.
Great to be here.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, according to National Volunteer Week in Canada, a volunteer is someone who gives their time, their skills, their empathy, and their creativity. And it is vital to the inclusivity and the strength of a community. And we were just talking a little bit before we started the show about how important the volunteers are here to the general life of our church. But before we get started, I would love to get to know you guys a little bit better. And we were talking before the show in the sermon about the Bible. And one way that Rob described the Bible is a library. So when you go to the library, I'm curious, or in your home, your bookshelf, what kind of books do you reach for?
I love to read detective fiction.
Yes.
I read quite broadly, but I like something that sort of just takes me, sucks me in, and my goal is to solve the crime before the author reveals it.
And do you ever solve the crime?
Yeah, once in a while.
Yeah.
It depends.
Detective Liz. All right. So we know what your next calling will be. Detective Liz. And what about you, Bruce?
Yeah, I like reading spy novels.
Okay.
Yeah, some Christian novels as well, but I get wrapped up in a spy novel.
All right. A little suspense, perhaps?
A little suspense, yeah. Nice. Shoot 'em up. Yeah, bad guys. Bad guys and good guys. Yeah.
Love it. What about you, Chris? Are you a reader?
Yeah, I mean, I like to read books. I find that I don't do it enough. But when I broke my knee about a year ago, though, I spent the entire pretty much 2 months just reading nonstop, and I just got back into all the books I hadn't read in a long time.
Uh-huh.
Found new authors, new series. It was pretty good. But mostly just like a fictional kind of fantasy novel. Those are usually pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gets me.
You can imagine it yourself. You know, it's like kind of nice to be able to put yourself in the book, you know, or put, you know, or like you're watching a movie almost, you know.
Yeah, so that sounds like a little silver lining to a broken knee story, perhaps.
Yeah,
yeah, that's all right. We'll look at the glass half full there.
It's okay, 2 months vacation, you know.
Why not? All right, so Liz, you are not only a volunteer here at Trinity, but you are also our stewardship director. So it's needless to say, you probably know just a little bit about giving. And volunteering here is really all about giving.
Mm-hmm.
What is the theme of this year's National Volunteer Week?
It's a great theme, I think. It's every moment matters. And to me, that sort of reinforces how, you know, whatever we do in a volunteer role, whether it's something that we think is huge and great and special, or and out in front of everybody, or whether it's behind the scenes, what we're doing as volunteers matters.
Yeah.
For us collectively as a community, and for people who are at the receiving end of our volunteer efforts.
That's a really good point. So Liz, why do you think volunteers more specifically are important to the life here at our church?
Well, the reality is, I mean, we have a small staff, and we do a lot of things as a church. And, you know, virtually anything that we do at church, you know, whether it's within the walls of the building or it's out in the community, it would not happen without volunteers.
Absolutely.
And you know, Rob was saying in the sermon earlier, we have 289 people, and those are different people. And some of those are volunteer in multiple ministries, but who are actively involved in volunteering. And without them, there would just be no way we would even begin to have any kind of impact, the kind that we have.
For sure. Wow. And when you say it, 289, that is not an insignificant number by any means.
No, not at all. I was really surprised when I, sort of cobbled together that number, because, you know, in church on a Sunday morning, we see there's only certain volunteers that we see, people who are maybe up on the platform, you know, leading music or at the door greeting or ushers, you know, that sort of thing. But there are so many ministries that are not seen. They're behind the scenes work. They're sort of quiet ministries, you know, maybe like Stephen Ministry or the Meal Train, that it all happens behind the scenes. And we have really no idea who those volunteers are.
No, but it just strengthens
the life,
doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
So thank you, Liz. So Chris, you're one of our volunteers here. You're one of the 289. So how do you find yourself currently being an active volunteer at the church?
So right now I work as a camera operator in the for the live stream in the back. Yeah, I'm mostly just been doing that most of this time because I thought, you know, I need to give back to the church somehow, you know, and need to get involved. And it's something I enjoy doing.
Right.
It's a tentacle kind of thing that I like, you know, and I have a sort of a hobby, I guess you say, of photography. So something to expand onto. Yeah.
So in your work life, you're not a photographer or a videographer.
No, not even close. I'm an electrician, so it's a little different.
But it's a way for you to exercise your talents and your skills, it seems like, and your passions outside, and then give back. So if you watch live stream church, if you're ever joining us on YouTube or on Facebook, and you see some of those camera angles specifically from the back of the church, you can thank Chris for that, because he is quite often the camera guy who is controlling that camera, and you do such a good job at it.
I think sometimes I wonder, you know.
Sometimes you wonder, well, it's great. And in fact, we actually get a lot of compliments on the production of the church service. And so we can thank you for that, because you do bring a lot of talent to that.
Thanks.
Now, Bruce, you yourself are also actively volunteering here at Trinity. What does that look like?
Yeah, so I work in the cemetery committee.
Okay.
And help beautify the grounds outside. And I also work in the kitchen for coffee hour on Sundays.
Okay, which is happening right now behind us.
Which is happening right now, yeah. We made the coffee and tea and got it all set up. It takes an hour to do, so.
Right, yeah. Insignificant either, right? And that's where a lot of the great conversations happen.
That's right.
So what led you to serve Trinity in those two ways? Both are quite different.
Yeah. Well, both were friends.
Okay.
That I've developed in Trinity over the years. And I just wanted to help out. And and I gravitated to the kitchen where my friends were and began to help out.
Okay.
And with the cemetery, I was talking to another friend, and I said, I know how to do all that stuff that has been done out in the cemetery. I can do those things.
Okay.
And I was directed to the cemetery committee to help volunteer.
So. That's great. And we were just chatting before that this is not the work that's done out in the cemetery. It's not something that just anybody could do. It's actually quite skilled that you were talking about, laying stones.
Yeah.
And you said you've done that before. So it was great that you sort of found your fit in that way.
Yes. Yeah.
Because if I was trying to lay stones, it wouldn't look the same as the way it looks out there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. And Liz, you're actually on staff here as the stewardship director, but you also do volunteer work.
That's right.
So what does that look like?
So I recently joined the Chancel Guild, which I'm quite excited about. It's a beautiful ministry, and I tend to look at things through a hospitality lens. And so the Chancel Guild people are the ones who, you know, prepare and get ready for communion and cleaning up and that kind of thing. And I always think of it in terms of like setting the Lord's table for his people, you know, and I just love that. So that's a new endeavor for me. And I'm involved in music ministry, and, you know, have been from when Al and I started here 26 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But within that, I also do run the slides, the media. There was like a point a couple of summers back now where there was a gap and they didn't have anybody to run slides. And you know, and Libby said, can you just learn how to do it? You know, you know, someone will sit beside the person who's doing it for a week and then, you know, take off. And I was like terrified. Like, I'm not super techie.
Right.
And, you know, but I think of, you know, it's a hospitable ministry because, you know, we're projecting the words on the screen so people can easily participate in the service. And so I really quite enjoy it.
But I love that. And that's probably something a lot of us, I mean, myself included, from time to time, take for granted. I'm just expecting those slides and the words to come up on the screen.
I did.
And that someone is there. So what I'm hearing is, like, so Bruce talking about his skills that he's bringing to his roles. I hear Chris bringing in some passions. And then Liz, even when you don't have that skill set, it was really your hospitality hospitality and your willingness to learn, then you got to learn some new skills. Yeah. So that's pretty exciting stuff. I have a question more general for everybody here. And maybe you at home, if you're listening in, can even reflect on this question as well. But how have you found yourself impacted by the volunteer work here at Trinity? It's a great question, I think, just to sit back and think about, maybe in general in life, but just specifically here at the church.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, I remember when we had our son, Alex, who's now 24. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was 5 days in the hospital with him when we got home, and we were like so overwhelmed. And the meal train stepped up. To support us, yep. You know, for the first couple of weeks, you know, that we were home. And I mean, I still remember that knock on the door and the first meal, dinner that was delivered by someone, actually, who was a neighbor around the corner who came to Trinity. And I'm just like, I was so thankful, because it was, because it just seemed an impossible thing for me to do, to manage meals and all that sort of thing. So that, you know, impacted me incredibly. Also, I would say the prayer chain.
Mm-hmm. You know, another great one.
There's been so many times, you know, in the past number of years, especially when loved ones have been sick and have passed away, and it's been really difficult. But I could really feel those prayers lifting me up, and mm-hmm. I'm so thankful.
I love that. I love that. I love that your thoughts, you've been coming to the church for quite some time, mm-hmm. are back 24 years ago. So it really shows how the impact of volunteering mm-hmm. can have these long lasting effects.
It was a cannelloni dinner that came to my door.
You can still taste it.
I can.
Right? How many meals have we had in our lives? But you can remember that one. So that speaks volumes. Actually, get a little goosebumps here. What about you, Bruce?
I think Libby and her team impacted me in the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's a volunteer role, right? And you know, the music, what the music said to me, it all impacted me when I was new, and I felt like a part of this community, the Christian community, yeah. through the music.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And there's a lot of volunteers who work in our music and worship ministry up yeah. there. Libby's yeah. on staff. Everyone else is a volunteer.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And you mentioned the words on the screen, and I was reading those. I was literally like taking those to heart, like, mm-hmm. you know, and it meant something to me.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, it just touched yeah. you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. yeah. Now, Chris, you had a story from when you were a little guy.
Yeah. No, just when I was very young.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be coming into the sanctuary from, you know, maybe like the downstairs thing for communion, maybe once a month or whatever. And I didn't know where my parents were sitting. Mm-hmm. But it was Asher always walked. Oh, hey, Chris, and he walked me over to my parents. You know, and never was worried or lost. You know, so that's yeah. always remember that one from when I was a kid. Yeah.
Yeah, the ushers bringing you to your parents. Perfect. No, that's really great. So we have this whole week here that we are actually going to sort of be celebrating. We're going to have some social media comments. We have a cake out back. Why do you think having a week to celebrate volunteers is something of value for our church?
I think it's a good reminder that together we make an impact.
Okay.
You know, that. Yeah. And, you know, keeping volunteering and the need for volunteering sort of at the forefront of everybody's mind and the impact it has, and thinking about, well, what would it be like if there was nobody volunteering? Mm-hmm. You know, so it's important to, you know, to recognize volunteers and to thank them and to tell stories about the impact that, you know, volunteering has, you know, mm-hmm. individually or us collectively as a congregation. I mean, thinking about the, you know, all the Easter activities, you know, that we did out in the community.
Right,
I mean,
just a week ago.
150-ish volunteers, and it would not have happened.
Right.
You know, and the impact in the community is huge, right? So that's, you know, something that we, you know, I think, you know, every day should be volunteer recognition day.
So maybe one week is not enough,
but it's a good start. And the thought, thinking too, that it's like organizations, you know, tens of thousands of organizations across the country use volunteers. And it's like one of the largest sectors in our country. And, you know, thinking that, you know, that they together, and we are part of that collective mm-hmm. body of volunteers across the country too, that, you know, it's like, you know, individually here, we're, you know, the body of Christ, but we're also a body of national volunteers. It's pretty interesting to think about the broader impact.
I love thinking about that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. So how do you think we can, maybe this question's already been answered, but how can we as a church do a better job at recognizing the volunteers here? Does anyone have any answers? Thoughts?
I think it comes back to sort of telling the stories, you know, so when we're, you know, in the church service, you know, if we're talking about an event we're doing or, you know, whatever, whether it's Alpha or, you know, Stephen Ministry or whatever, just talking about this wouldn't be possible without volunteers, mm-hmm. right? And, just, and we're so thankful for you. And because there's so many things that go on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Right. And so telling those stories of what happens behind the scenes in a volunteer capacity is really important, because people can then see themselves maybe in that role as well.
Right. So it probably has ripple effects.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ripple effects.
Yeah, then some might see an opportunity they didn't know it actually existed. Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm,
yeah. That's another ripple effect. Right. So that you might start getting ideas.
Yeah.
I love absolutely. That. So telling stories as a larger church. And then I really just appreciated hearing your three stories right here. So just think if we told more stories. That's a really great idea, Liz. Mm-hmm. So lastly, maybe each of you could share a message with everyone listening, what you would say to someone who might be considering volunteering here at church. Maybe someone who has never just taken that next step, or maybe someone who's even just thinking about starting a new role.
Mm-hmm. I know in September, yeah. we have our sign up.
Our ministry fair.
Our ministry yes. fair, where, you know, you can sign up to one or two or three ministries mm-hmm. and get involved that way. So there is that set up so that, you know, it's official. We can get in there, you know, make an impact where we want to fit in and help out and be of service to the church. Give back to the community, give back to the church, you know, and enjoy being a part of the church mm-hmm. as opposed to just sitting there and not getting involved, right? Mm-hmm. This creates community within the church and friendships.
That's a great word. Yeah. The creation of community.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, the official sign up usually happens, I think, second week of September, sometimes third week of September, our official ministry fair, where all of the ministries and all of the volunteer opportunities are represented both online and in person, and give you that opportunity to sign up. Yes. Right. Thank you for reminding me about that. Anything else?
I think I would say to someone who's thinking about volunteering, I'd say, like, do it, explore, mm-hmm. Come and learn and grow and be blessed and be a blessing.
I'm going to leave it right there because that was really well said. That was a great synopsis. And I just want to say thank you to the three of you for taking your time away from the cake, which I'm hoping there are still three slices left with your names on them because it looked delicious. And for having this conversation. And I'm really hoping that someone who is out there found this inspiring mm-hmm. as well and will take the time to hear a story, share a story, or maybe even get involved. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. It's great to have you.